And what's going on, St. Louis? Welcome back into the Slider House. Hope you enjoyed Hockey Sense, man. That was a busy Hockey Sense show. Packing in three guests, which is why we spilled over a little bit into the 7 o'clock hour, but that's okay. Patrick Quinn joined us from the St. Louis Legacy Ice Foundation as we continue to move forward and try to get that rink built in Maryland Heights. I do think it'll get done. I don't think there's any question about that, but obviously things don't always go as smooth as you would like. Dan Milstein joined us, the agent for Clem Costin, who the Blues selected 31st overall. Really interesting to hear the background of Costin. And, of course, the St. Louis Blues expect big things from him moving forward. And then Ray Bennett, one of my favorite people in hockey, who was on the Blues coaching staff for 10 seasons and now has moved on to become an assistant coach under Jared Bednar with the Colorado Avalanche. And that brings us into the 7 o'clock hour into sports medicine with Stephen Staley. Dr. Rick Lehman, he's out of the country. And whenever we go to the bench for sports medicine, we always bring in Dr. Staley, who works side by side with Dr. Lehman every single day. How are you, Doc? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, Dr. Lehman's hiking in Norway off those big rocks, so we'll step in for him.
Nothing wrong with that. You did the show a couple weeks ago, and you filled in on a number of occasions in the past. You like doing the radio. You're comfortable doing the radio.
Sure, why not? I love it. This is fun. I like that agent you had on was fascinating to me. You know, hearing about the shoulder surgery, the dislocation, I can't believe he dropped that far. If he's truly, you know, a top 10, that happens all the time here. People come back for that 100%. So that's going to be a steal. That should have been a no-brainer.
Well, he's got so much ability, and I think, you know, he also talked about, you know, rarely. He said he doesn't think ever. I think there probably have been a couple of occasions. Tarasenko may have been one of them, where Russian-born players have been drafted or rarely get drafted in the first round if they have a professional contract to play over in the KHL, the top professional league over in Russia. So sometimes that scares teams away because you never know if they're going to come over, right? I mean, you value these first-round picks. You can't waste it on a player that you don't know or you're not 100% sure has any plans of coming over to North America. But usually if they come to the draft, and again, you know, these teams get to know these players so well prior to even making the draft selection that, you know, you pretty much have a good idea of whether or not they're going to come over. And in the case of Costin, he lived with his agent, Dan Milstein, who lives in Detroit, who's very close friends with Pavel Datsyuk. He also represented Datsyuk for a long time. You know, word is Datsyuk, when he officially retires, is going to join Milstein and work with them and be part of his representation company, at least the firm there. You know, he met with the Blues, and the Blues obviously, you know, felt pretty good about him and the fact that he was willing to come over and play. But you're talking from a medical standpoint, there should be no concern at all.
No, I mean, this is there must have been some other reason to drop that far. Because, you know, we have people here that have shoulder surgeries, and you know, it's 100%. You know, especially this hockey player, he's going to be fantastic.
You know, and I hear that he did an interview great in when, you know, these guys meet with just about every team. I mean, you talk to some of the scouts. I mean, he, from a talent standpoint, he's a top 10 player, much like Tarasenko. Don't forget Tarasenko slipped all the way to 16th overall. It's not a shock that he's an NHL superstar. I think a lot of people expected him to be a superstar. But he dropped all the way to 16. But I'm surprised that he dropped all the way to 31st, even with a shoulder injury. And maybe he didn't interview that well. But, again, you talk about the talent level being, you know, this is a down draft. This past draft in 2017, you didn't have a Sidney Crosby or an Austin Matthews or a Connor McDavid at the top of the draft. You just didn't have those type of players. So I was surprised that you didn't find a team take a chance on him a little bit sooner. But again, from what I understand, he didn't draft or didn't, you know, interview great. And he didn't know the language either. That's got to be really difficult for a young player.
Absolutely.
He's 18 and doesn't know any English, and here he is sitting in front of all these NHL executives.
Yeah, you don't know exactly what goes on in those interviews. You know, do they have an interpreter that can relay exactly what he's feeling, you know, how it's going? I mean, you know, you have people in this draft that can't do a pull-up, you know, and get drafted. So
100% right.
It's amazing what goes on in this interview to draft somebody that can't do a pull-up. You know?
Isn't that amazing? Sam Bennett was a high draft pick at Calgary just 2 years ago, and he couldn't do a pull-up, and he still went high in the draft. But I couldn't believe he couldn't do one pull-up.
I know.
You know? I mean, pull-ups with your hands under, right? Not on top of the bar.
Yeah, chin-ups.
Yeah, chin-ups is what?
Chin-ups, your palm facing your chin.
Okay, and then what's a pull-up then?
Opposite.
Okay.
Palms out.
So the pull-up is harder.
Yeah.
I went to the gym
today.
Unless
you practice.
I did like 6 or 7, 8 maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could get drafted then.
I should be a first-round pick.
That's right.
But there was another kid, Casey Milstadt, who went in the top 10 in the most recent draft. He couldn't do one at the combine either.
You know they test for him.
I know. Like, you got to be able to do one. From what I understand, the pull-up test at the NHL Combine is different than you and I walking into a gym and just doing pull-ups. I think you got to hang for a certain number of seconds, then pull yourself up, then hang, then pull yourself up. So maybe it's a little more challenging. But you're a professional. You got to be able to do one.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so.
Although hockey's different, though. I mean, it's like if you can skate and shoot and you've got vision, you've got good hockey sense, you know, maybe the actual, you know, the value of strength, which is incredibly important in hockey, don't get me wrong. Maybe it's looked upon differently than certainly football for sure.
Well, you
know, maybe different than some of these other sports.
You know, you see a hockey player and you see him in shorts, you recognize the thighs, the hamstrings.
Yeah. I mean, tree trunks.
It's massive. So obviously they spend way more time on that than upper body.
Yeah.
Their arms don't go above their head very often in hockey.
I know. That's all I ever want to do is chest, right?
Well, for you, yeah, on the beach, you know, take your shirt off, but, you know.
But they say the lower body is incredibly important, right? When you're at the gym, you got to work out the lower body too.
Well, you got to have the big muscles. You know, the big muscles, really, that gets you going. It gets your metabolic rate up. And without the big muscles, lifting weights, I think that lifting weights at our age is more important than running 4 miles a day.
Okay.
I really think you have to lift weights to stay in shape.
You think that's more important than running?
I do, absolutely. You can still get your aerobic workout if you lift weights, you know, and you go at a clip where you sweat and you're breathing hard.
Yeah.
So there's so much that can go wrong with the long aerobic runs and the injuries. But, you know, the weights, the big muscles, that's the key.
Hey, Johnny, back in studio, let me know when we have Dan Dagenet, and we'll go to him if he's on the line. Okay. So, it's interesting because some people try to balance that. Because, you know, because you can stay in great shape through running, but, you know, running, you know, isn't always the healthiest way to exercise either. People all of a sudden deal with a lot of issues when they run a lot, specifically with their knees and their legs. I mean, you pull groins and whatever. I mean, running can be dangerous, can it not?
Oh, yeah. We see more running injuries at this time of year than anything else.
Do you really?
Oh, absolutely.
And we're talking like people north of 40 or what?
Oh, mostly, yeah. You know, kids are invincible, so, you know, their injuries, you know, are totally random things. But the adults, running is always going to be up there with an injury, a stress fracture, some sort of stress, some sort of arthritis, etc.
Right. Dr. Stephen Staley is here. He's filling in for Dr. Lehman. We'll talk about staying hydrated. We'll talk about how healthy coffee is for you. And also, a lot of people are curious, when you have an injury or maybe you're sick, when do you know to go to the emergency room? When do you know just to go to the doctor and wait till the next day? He'll have some good advice for you as well over the course of the next several minutes here on 590 The Fan KFNS. I hear him clearing his throat. That means Dan Dagenet has got to be there from Fidelity Mortgage. Dano, how are you?
Doing great, Andy. How you doing?
I heard you there in the background clearing your throat a little bit, though. So you sound good. You sound good. How you handling the heat right now, Dano? How you handling the heat?
Good day today. About 101 out there today. Just left the ice rink, so tried to escape from the heat and out at the rink to cool down a little bit.
That's a good spot to be, at the ice rink during the course of the summer, there's no question. All right, Dan Dagenet is here from Fidelity Mortgage, a division of the Bank of Sullivan. Dan, tell us about those rates. How are they looking right now?
Rates are doing good, Andy. That 30-year fixed rate still holding steady around 4%, 15-year around 3.5%. The FHA, VA, conventional rates, all good right now. So it's a great time to refinance or purchase that new home. Good time to get out there and get pre-approved while rates are hot, while the market's hot. So give me a call and I can get you pre-approved today or approved for a refinance of your home. If you want any cash out or want to lower your mortgage payment, just give me a call at 314-341-0900.
And the best part about Dan Dagenet, you can just call him and just talk hockey with him. You know, John Kelly talked about that when he was on with us a few weeks ago. He did his refinance with Dan Dagenet. you can talk hockey and then be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got to go ahead and take care of some business. But you're always in the mood to talk some hockey, Daniel. There's no question about that. So our listeners should know that when they call you at 314-341-0900. But, you know, Fidelity Mortgage is owned by the Bank of Sullivan, which has been around for over 100 years. That gives you what type of flexibility, Dano?
Oh, to do any kind of loan out there. Bank of Sullivan is a 100-year-old bank, and we are owned by them, so it allows us to do any kind of portfolio loans. If you're self-employed, if you're having trouble getting refinanced in your home, if your credit score is not where it needs to be, just give me a call. We can get that loan done for you. Any kind of loan out there, if you're looking to get done, like I said, if you've got a high debt ratio or self-employed, any kind of loan out there, we can do that for you. So just give me a call. We can get you pre-approved. Just take a couple minutes over the phone, 314-341-0900.
How do you do a credit rescore? Because if the credit score isn't where the government wants to see it, you can take a look at it, Dano, can't you? And then all of a sudden get it up to a number that they're happy with?
Yes, we've got some, we can do any kind of loan out there down to a 580 credit score. So they have lowered some of the standards out there to get a home loan done, refinance or purchase. So we can do a credit rescore, just takes a few minutes, just take a look at your credit and then do whatever it takes, usually just a couple accounts, get them back in line and to score where it needs to be so you can refinance your new home. So give me a call, I'll explain it to you. Very easy to get done, 314-341-0900.
And before I let you go, how quickly are you turning these refis around?
Very quickly, Andy. These loans are closing in 2 to 3 weeks. So like I said, it's a great time to refinance or purchase your home with these turn times being as fast as they are right now. We're able to get it done quickly, and it's a good time to skip a couple of mortgage payments as well if you're looking to save some, to pay off some credit card debt. Or, like I said, get a couple months off at the time. Give me a call, 314-341-0900.
All right. That's great stuff, Dano. We appreciate it as always. We'll do it again next week. Stay out of the heat.
Sounds good. You too. Thanks, Andy.
All right. We'll talk soon. That's Dan Dagenais. Again, one of the nicer people you'll ever meet anywhere in St. Louis. And I've sent a number of people that you're very familiar with, high-profile names who have had their refinance done with Dan Dagenais. And again, everyone comes back and raves about the experience. 314-341-0900. Maybe you're looking to buy that, purchase your dream home or looking to refinance. The best part about Dan Dagenais, he can close loans in all 50 states. So if you have a second home outside of Missouri and you need to refinance that one or want to look at it and see if he can maybe save you some money, call Dan Dagenais today, 314-341-0900. This is Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, home of the lifetime warranty. You know where they're located, in Hazelwood, off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. You know, they offer this lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle, and this is incredible stuff. All right, it goes hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you. Check them out online, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com.